This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. I've got a great show lined up for you, and I think we're going to get straight into it with the band Special Consensus playing a tune from their album Scratch Gravel Road, and that's the tune I've picked to play. Rick Farris is doing the lead vocals on it and playing mandolin. Greg Cahill, of course, the leader, is playing the banjo. Dustin Benson is doing guitar and doing the baritone harmony, and David is doing the tenor harmony and the bass, and I can't find his surname anywhere on the album. So let's hear Special Consensus doing Scratch Gravel Road.
Celebrate by finding my way out of here before it's too late. Gonna try to outrun this lonesome way I feel, leaving in the dust, kicking up behind the wheels on Scratch Gravel Road. Scratch Gravel Road, stretching out, taking hold, just won't let me go. Hill and back, came a call out many times. I helped him tote those sugar sacks. So, Scratch Gravel Road, Scratch Gravel Road, stretching out, taking hold, just won't let me go. Coming by. pain I can savor in my mind, when everything I know is a thousand miles behind. Make it dark, make it low, like the holler I come from. Well, a man can live his life away, never see the sun down. Scratch gravel road, scratch gravel road, stretching out, taking hold, just won't let me go. Scratch gravel road, scratch gravel road, stretching out, taking hold.
That's some pretty frantic bluegrass music there from Special Consensus. I understand that they're coming out to Mountain Grass in Australia later this year. It'd be lovely to go over there and see them. But, you never know your luck. They're just a great band to watch live. I think I've seen them before. And Greg Cahill, of course, is an amazing banjo player. Let's hear something slightly less driving now. From the album The Bramble and the Rose, we'll have the Lynn Morris Band do the song The Bramble and the Rose, which Lynn Morris, who's a delightful vocalist, plays great rhythm guitars, great banjo player too, singing with husband Marshall Wilborn. He plays bass and does the harmony. There's Tom Adams on banjo, Penny McLaughlin on mandolin, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, with this beautiful song, lovely ballad called The Bramble and the Rose.
Been so close together, each a candle, each a flame. All the dangers were outside us, and we knew them all by name. Now see how the bramble and the rose intertwine. Ourselves and to each other without really meaning to. Now see how the bramble and the rose intertwine. Now love grows like the bramble and the rose, round each other they will wind. Put your arms around me, yes, and sing a true love song, one that we can sing together, one to last the whole night long. Now see how the bramble and the rose intertwine. Now love grows like the bramble each other we will wind. Now love grows like the bramble and the rose, round each other we will wind.
What a lovely song that is, just beautiful. I love Penn McLaughlin's mandolin break too, just that's how I would like to learn to play mandolin. More about that later. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Here's an instrumental from the band High Fidelity. It's an old tune called Bully of the Town. I think Don Reno popularized this because Hi-Fi Bluegrass, High Fidelity Bluegrass really do like that Don Reno and Red Smiley stuff. This is from the album just called High Fidelity, and it's got Jeremy Stevens playing guitar, Karina Rose Logsdon on fiddle, Kurt Stevenson playing the banjo lead here, Vicky Vaughan on bass, and Daniel Armick on mandolin. Let's have a listen to Bully of the Town. Some very fancy playing going on there, and that's definitely Don Reno style, the tune Bully of the Town. Here's Larry Stevenson Band called When I doing a song called When I Left East Virginia.
Virginia with hearts brave and true. And I learned to love this maiden with her eyes heavenly blue. In my heart she was my darling. At my door she was welcomed in. At my gate I'll always meet her. She was the girl I tried to win. Then one day she packed her suitcase, told me she was going away. Said, my darling, won't you stay? I'd rather be in some dark hollow where the sun don't ever shine, for you to be another man's darling, and I know you'll never be mine. In this home,
for me. Oh, one of those classic bluegrass songs that take all the elements of an Owen song and just rearrange it slightly. And they did it nicely, didn't they? Larry Stevenson has such a great lead tenor voice. Well, another great tenor voice is the great John Duffy from the Country Gentlemen. And around the 1960s, around Washington, D.C., they were the prime mover of contemporary bluegrass, together with Charlie Waller playing guitar, John Duffy playing mandolin, Eddie Adcock on banjo, and either Ed Ferris or Ed McLaughlin or Tom Gray on bass. Different people played bass, but they were a very standard group for a long time, very stable group. And here they are doing a classic murder ballad called Poor Ellen Smith with wonderful lead vocals by John Duffy. Have a listen to this.
Found, shot through the heart, lying cold on the ground. Her clothes were scattered and thrown on the ground. The blood marks the spot where poor Ellen was found. They picked up their rifles and hunted me down. They found me loafing all around the town. And carried it away, and now she's sleeping in some lonesome old grave. I got a letter yesterday, I read it today. The flowers on her grave have all faded away. Someday home and say it when I go, on poor Ellen's grave pretty flowers I'll stow. I've been in this prison for 20 long years. Each night I see Ellen through my bitter tears. The warden just told me that soon I'll be free to go to her grave neath that old willow tree. My days in this prison are ending at last. I'll never be free from the sins of my past. Poor Ellen Smith, how was
she found, shot through the heart like gold on the ground.
Oh, they had a very unique approach to bluegrass music, and they influenced a whole bunch of bands around that time, including the embryo young Hamilton County Bluegrass Band in New Zealand here. We listened to their music and thought, how could we ever get to play like that? Well, keep working at it, kid. Keep working at it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendwith, playing you the music from my shelves that I think you might enjoy if you're a bluegrass fan like I am. I've been a fan since the mid-1960s and still enjoy listening to the music and being... I'm still entranced by how well some people play and sing, and it's just got a quality to the music that I love, and I'm glad that you can share that with me. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. It's a big music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this show comes from. It's from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, one of the access radio stations in New Zealand. And I'm delighted that Shearer's Music is our sponsor. They've been sponsoring and supporting music in Hamilton for as long as I've been playing banjo. And that's really good news for the Waikato area, which is where Hamilton is situated. Various access radio stations throughout New Zealand take this program. Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community, just out to the west coast from Hamilton. Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago, Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay. Thank you very much, all those people who are tuning into the access radio stations to listen to Back Porch Bluegrass at some time of the day or night. There's access radio stations in Canada as well, which is really neat. CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Prince George in British Columbia. And in the USA, we've got Bluegrass Planet Radio and Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. It's all great to have you people taking the opportunity to hear a take on bluegrass from the Southern Hemisphere, and I love playing the music. I'm going to play you a tune now from one of my favourite fiddle players. If you've listened to this show for a long time, you'll know that Kenny Baker is definitely one of my favourite fiddle players. I saw him play with Bill Monroe, and I just always admired his approach to the music. And there's a whole bunch of his tunes that, together with my fiddle playing wife, Colleen, we used to perform. And I always loved his approach and just the way he set up the notes. Well, from the album, Kenny Baker plays Bill Monroe, I've selected the tune Jerusalem Ridge, and there's a reason why I've selected that tune. We always used to play it. I worked it out on banjo, and I did what I thought was quite a nice banjo break, but I was watching a YouTube video on two gentlemen who were comparing the relative merits of F model mandolins with the similar quality A model mandolins. Now, I'm a fan of A model mandolins, and I'm delighted to have a Givens A6 mandolin, which is a pride and joy for me, best mandolin I've ever owned. And I know Givens, when he made mandolins, he thought there shouldn't be any difference in the sound between an A model and an F model, and that would probably be argued. Well, it was interesting watching these two guys compare the merits of the F model and the A model, and the tune that they used was Jerusalem Ridge, and he played it on mandolin, and I thought, wow, that is such a nice version of the tune that I've sort of found the tablature and started working out how to play Jerusalem Ridge on mandolin. It's a tricky tune. It's got some lovely scales in it and a few hard things to get your head around. And, well, let's listen to the master playing it from Bill Monroe, Kenny Baker, Jerusalem Ridge. Jerusalem Ridge, played by Kenny Baker. And Bill Monroe was playing the mandolin on that, and it was a little bit different from the mandolin part that I got the tablature for. So I'll probably mix up the two parts, but I don't think I'll ever play it for anyone. It's just a little bit beyond me, really. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm having fun playing some of the tunes that I really would like you to hear. Here's a couple of songs from great songwriter Larry Cordell. The album is called Pud Markham's Hanging, and I'm not going to play that. It's got a very serious picture of Larry Cordell on the front cover, dressed in a black suit, and he's holding a rifle across his lap, and he's looking very serious about things. Instead, I'm going to play a song called Molly. I've got a granddaughter, Molly, and I don't know, I don't think the song's about her. Larry Cordell's doing the lead vocal, Chris Harris doing the tenor vocal, Randy Cawes is playing the resonating guitar, Clay Hess is doing guitars and mandolin, and Shad Cobb is doing the fiddle and the clawhammer banjo, and Mike Anglin the double bass. And then the other song that I've selected, which I'll play directly after it, is called Brown Check, and once again Larry Cordell's doing the lead vocals, Randy's playing the resonating guitar, Clay's playing guitar and mandolin, Tim Crouch is doing the fiddles, and Mike is playing the double bass. Here's two songs from Larry Cordell, Molly, and then Brown Check. Have a listen.
Well, you say you're sure he's on the job and working overtime, even though you've called him on the phone, you can't get him on the line. Now you've been told that he's been seen over in another town with a pretty little blonde in a red sport car riding with a top laid man. Oh, Molly, can you tell me, are you sure he's doing you right? Or is he somewhere with another? Your man tonight. Well, you need someone to love you true, someone just like me. I won't ever do you wrong, that's a guarantee. You won't have to call and check on me when it gets late at night, 'cause I promise you I'll always be right here by your side. Oh, Molly, can you tell me, are you sure he's doing you right? Or is he somewhere with another? Oh, Molly, 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 where's your man tonight? Sure he's doing you right, or is he somewhere with another? Oh, Molly, Molly, where's your man tonight? Oh, Molly, Molly, where's your man tonight? County. A few years ago, Delbert Meeks told his friends he was feeling low. Everyone knew he was just a sorry sot, too dang lazy to hold down a job. He called his drinking buddy, Dr. Willie Paul. Said, Doc, could you help me get on the draw? Could you tell my lawyer how sick I am, so he can take my case to
the government man. I want to get myself a brown check disability. You know my back hurts real bad. It's been a killing me. Gonna get myself a new car. Gonna go in style. Gonna get myself a brown check. Gonna rock it wild. Hey, could you make it sound real bad? Like I've got whiplash. I could take a few odd jobs if they pay me cash. I don't want to get turned in. Hope nobody sees that there's really not a dang thing wrong with me. I just want to get a brown check disability. You know my back hurts real bad. It's been a killing me. Gonna get myself a new car. Gonna go in style. Gonna get myself a brown check. Gonna rock a while. Gonna get myself a brown check. I'm gonna rock a while.
Oh, that's an interesting approach. I'm not sure about the morality of that last song about getting a disability check and boasting about it. That was Larry Cordell doing some of his music. Both those songs were co-written with Connie Lee, who we've had on the show sometimes, great songwriter and also performer. Hi, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm enjoying playing to you some of the music that's on my shelves. Some of it's hidden pretty deep, but some of it's pretty near the surface. And anything by the Bluegrass Album Band is pretty near the surface because they play such great music. And from the album Down the Road, songs of Flat and Scruggs played by the Bluegrass Album Band. Tony Rice, Doyle Lawson, J.D. Crow, Bobby Hicks, Todd Phillips and Jerry Douglas. That was a magic combination, and to me they did just about everything dead right. Here they are doing the old Flat and Scruggs song called Down on the Road.
Now down the road about a mile or two lives a little girl named Pearly Blue. About so hot her hair is brown. Prettiest thing boys in this town. Sunday too, I walk the soles right off my shoes. I don't know why I love her so. That gal of mine lives down the road. Now anytime you want to know where I'm heading down the road, to get my girl home in line, you'll find me there most any old time. Owns a farm from the hog lot to the barn, from the barn to the rail. He made his living by carrying the mail. Now every day and Sunday too, I go to see my Pearly Blue. Before you hear the rooster crow, you'll see me heading down the road. About a mile or two lives a little girl named Pearly Blue. About so high and her hair is brown. Prettiest thing boys in this town.
Oh, classic bluegrass. Didn't they do a good job back in the 1980s? It was recorded and they sort of put down in new recordings, some of the classic bluegrass music and everything that the Bluegrass Album Band did sounded pretty good to me. I'd like to play you a song from Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road. The band is Lorraine playing mandolin and doing the high harmonies, Ben Green on banjo, Josh Goforth on fiddle or mandolin and guitar and bass. He plays everything, doesn't he? Tommy Long on guitar and lead vocals, John Bradley on acoustic bass. The song I've picked out for you is Song of the French Broad River, and that's got... the lead vocals done by Josh Goforth, who's playing all the instruments. Oh, good on him. Here's Lorraine Jordan, Carolina Road, Song of the French Broad River.
Jackson and the Cherokee, flowing down from Carolina to the hills of Tennessee. Roll, river, roll along. If you listen to the French Broad, you can hear a mighty song. Some powerful bluegrass there from Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road. On the weekend, I recorded an interview, sort of, with a good friend, Mike Keir, who is a bluegrass broadcaster based in Australia. He's a New Zealander who moved over there several decades ago, and in 2020, he was voted the IBMA Broadcaster of the Year, the first time that the award has ever gone to a non-US-based person to do so. And Mike runs a whole bunch of bluegrass programs from his studio in Sydney, Australia. And he's very knowledgeable and he's wonderful to talk to. And I was a guest on his Bluegrass Today's weekly Top 20 countdown for the 6th of August. And if you look up Bluegrass Today weekly Top 20 countdown, you'll find the program for the 6th of August. You can hear Mike and I talking and chatting about the various songs on that list of the top 20. I seldom play anything on the top 20 because it's very current and I can't afford to buy all the modern CDs, and occasionally I get sent the CDs from a record company like Rebel, who do a good job, but the others expect you to do it all the was Airplay Direct, and I sort of like the old-fashioned way. So you're stuck with me playing from CDs and LPs. But anyway, it's good fun talking to Mike. So go to the Bluegrass Today weekly top 20 countdown for the 6th of August, and you'll hear me chatting with Mike Keir, and you'll find that he does a really great program too. Let's listen to James King do a great song, 30 Years of Farming. This could be set in New Zealand. He does a wonderful job here. Let's listen to him do it.
There's a little white note on the gate by the road that a man put up yesterday. And when we saw it, we all ran out just to see what it had to say. And when we read it, our eyes filled with tears and we fell to the cold hard clay. Something about a mortgage, something about foreclosure, something about failing to pay. Oh, and on the post by the general store they put up a little sign, an auction sale day after tomorrow at the end of Lincoln Line. 30 years of farming, 30 years of heartache, 30 years of day to day. Oh, my daddy stopped talking the day the farm was auctioned. There was nothing left to say. My mama's tears fell freely down as she walked among the flowers in the yard. And every number the auctioneer called was like a blow to her precious heart. And every number the auctioneer called meant another thing was sold that day. While everything was auctioned, we stood there watching while they loaded it and drove it away. And on the post by the general store they put up a little sign, an auction sale day after tomorrow at the end of Lincoln Line. 30 years of farming, 30 years of heartache, 30 years of day to day. My daddy stopped talking the day the farm was auctioned. There was nothing left to say. Morning, there was nothing for us to do. Nothing in the granary, no hay in the meadow, no cattle, no tractor, no tune. So we loaded up the car, took the clothes we wore, and a few things we managed to save. Mama read from the book, we took one last look, and then we drove away. And on the post by the general store they put up a little sign, an auction sale day after tomorrow at the end of Lincoln Line. 30 years of farming, 30 years of heartache, 30 years of day to day. Oh, my daddy stopped talking the day the farm was auctioned. There was nothing left to say.
Oh, that's a great song. That really says it like it is. And I know that there's been many, many farmers have had the same thing happen to them over here in New Zealand. It's just a tough life and sometimes ends badly. But James King put that into a great song. I hope you sort of enjoyed hearing that. It's not a great experience, but it's good to hear. We've got to hear a bit of old-time music here from a banjo player that we don't hear much about, or he just was one of those old-time players of country music. And his name is String Bean, and he was known for being pretty tall, but he wore an outfit that accentuated his height with a shirt that was joined onto his trousers much below his waist. So it looked like he had real short legs and a real long body. And he was a great old-time banjo player. He played for Bill Monroe in 1943 and 45, and he was followed in the Bluegrass Boys by Earl Scruggs, which changed the music completely. String Bean was known for his humour in his playing and his two-finger style or clawhammer style of banjo, and he performed a lot with his best friend Grandpa Jones, and they were on Hee Haw, and he was a regular on the Grand Ole Opry, loved fishing, and he and his wife were murdered in 1973. It was a terrible event. A couple of guys heard that they dashed money around the house and carried it because they didn't believe in banks, and that was true, so they ambushed them and robbed them of money, and both he and his wife were murdered. And that's a tragic end to a fine old performer. But here is String Bean playing in his two-finger style a song called String and His Banjo. Let's have a listen to him.
Banjo picker right out of the south, and I come from Ireland, climbing the drought, and I travel fast, and I travel slow, but I never could have picked on the old banjo.
Oh, the rain would come and the wind would blow, spread a little sunshine everywhere you go.
People would come for miles or so when you hear a string of picking on the old banjo. Tied old banjo, cross his back, I gave him a kick, said gee whoa how, and I went off picking on the old banjo.
Oh, the rain would come and the wind would blow, spread a little sunshine everywhere you go.
People would come for miles or so when they hear a string of picking on the old banjo. Back in the brain like cat, and he hit him in the head. My old straw hat, he jumped stiff leg, and then he kicked at the moon. But I kept playing my favorite tune.
Oh, the rain would come and the wind would blow, spread a little sunshine everywhere you go. People would come for a mile or so
when they hear a string of picking on the old banjo. Summers had a fella across the track, pulled me all right, fat on the back crowd. That time I heard a freight train blow and played the dead march on the old banjo.
Oh, the rain would come and the wind would blow, spread a little sunshine everywhere you go.
People would come for miles or so when they hear a string of picking on the old banjo.
That was String Bean, and that's he entertained people all his life right up to the end, and he was returning from the Grand Ole Opry when they got murdered. Isn't that tragic end? But he played some good old banjo styles too. Let's hear a gospel song now from Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road. I Saw the Golden Stairs.
I Last night I had a dream. I crossed over to the promised land. My mother, who was gone, was there to take me by the hand. We walked down by the Crystal River and looked over to the other side. I saw my Savior on those golden stairs with his arms stretched open wide.
I saw those stairs.
I saw those golden stairs leading up to the Master's throne.
He was standing there.
He held me in his arms, said, "Son, you're finally home.
Got a mansion on the hill,
a shining mansion with my name carved on the door. I'll live in heaven forevermore."
A sinner man, a humble servant of the Lord. My Jesus has forgiven me. Eternal life is my reward. I know I'm gonna see him when I reach the other side. So get on your knees, my brother, and I'll see you in the by and by.
I saw those stairs.
I saw those golden stairs leading up to the Master's throne.
He was standing there.
He held me arms, said, "Son, you're finally home.
Got a mansion on the hill,
a shining mansion with my name carved on the door. I'll live in heaven forevermore."
My time on earth is fading and my body's growing old. My soul can hardly wait to see the land that John foretold. With my friends all gathered round me, I see Jesus at the door. He said, "My son, it's not a dream. You're standing on heaven's shore."
I saw those stairs.
I saw those golden stairs leading up to the Master's throne.
He was standing there.
He held me in his arms, said, "Son, you're finally home.
Got a mansion on the hill,
a shining mansion with my name carved on the door. I'll live in heaven forevermore. I'll live in heaven forevermore, forevermore."
Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road. Well, we've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session now. I hope you enjoyed the selections in this program. And if you did, join me again next week, however you're tuning in, be it on a podcast or on Access Radio. I'd love to have your company with me. We'll go out as we started with Special Consensus. And here they are doing the tune Old New Straitsville Moonshine Run. Goodbye.
In the hills of eastern Ohio, there's a copper still where the moonshine flows. All along the new river line, the folks who brag on Grandpa shine. Up the hill and down the draw, one step faster than the law. Charleston down to Lexington, on the old since Grandpa died. They had their chance and got real close. Now all they chase is a shiner's ghost.
Up the hill and down the draw, one step faster than the law. Charleston down to Lexington, on the old New Straitsville moonshine.
one step faster than the law. Charleston down to Lexington on the old Straitsville moonshine run. Charleston down to Lexington on the old Straitsville moonshine run.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.